Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And as always, I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, the queen of the little people. Y'all know who she is. Tell them who you are.
Queen of the little people.
Whatever. And if you want to holler at me and the queen, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to social network with us. Facebook, Twitter, Smooth Drama Radio. That's who I am. We encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama page. But as always, y'all know what I'm going to say. You ain't really trying to check for me. You're really trying to holler at the queen. So, queen, you want to tell them where they can holler at you?
You know what? I want to say one thing before I say that. Twitter followers, I just want to tell y'all really, really be showing a sense of some love for real, like y'all down for real, for real. So big shout out to my Twitter followers and to the people that I follow. Y'all the bestest, but you can get at me. You can follow me. That's at 100% on Twitter, Miss 100% on Facebook, or Miss 100% at yahoo.com.
Shout out to all the stalkers.
Yeah, it's some cool people on Twitter, for real. They be about their business, and I like that.
All right. I like that, too. But what I like, I like roach-eating contest winners who choke to death.
That sounds disgusting. They need to choke to death. What?
Well, you know, they come out of my favorite state. Anybody want to take a guess what my favorite state is?
Florida.
No. Anyway. Edward Archbold, he died as a result of asphyxia due to choking and aspiration of gastric contents.
So he choked on his own vomit and died from it.
Yeah, it says his airway was obstructed by body parts. Now, what makes it bad 100 is the prize was a python.
Oh, for the love of Pete!
Yeah, it's like really, you ate thousands of roaches so that you can win a python, which was probably going to fucking choke you out in your sleep one night anyway. So you saved the python the trouble.
You know what? Stupid is as stupid does. I mean, just come on now. And but you know what? It happened to the wrong person, because you know that one guy on cable that he's always going to different places and eating like some of the nastiest stuff. And he got, like, little baked bean-looking teeth. I wish that would happen to him, because he just really gets on my nerves. Like, he will eat.
No, you said baked bean
shit. Yeah, like, his teeth, like, he's been eating roaches and stuff like that for so long. Like, his teeth look like little baked beans. Like, you know how baked beans look? That's, you know, the hard baked beans in the corner.
Well, I'm just going to say that I haven't taken the time out to stare at baked beans, obviously, like you have.
Like, if you look at baked beans ever again, then you'll know what that man's teeth look like. It's so freaking disgusting.
Okay.
And he pretends like it's, like, the most delectable thing in the world. And it's just, oh, my God. I just, wish they would take him off of television. He's gross.
Well, see, that's where you're wrong. The most awesome, delectable thing in the world is the erotic zoos in Germany.
The erotic zoos?
Or what they call animal brothels. Yes, in Germany, they have propped up a bunch of erotic zoos where people can visit to have sex with animals ranging from llamas to goats.
What?
Yeah.
So you can go to a zoo in Germany and have sex with animals?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, according to the group Veterinarians Against Zoophilia, there's thousands of Germans who exchange information online about sex with animals, and that farms rent out animals for sexual exploitation.
Oh my goodness.
Old McDonald had a hoe. That's some pig.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
I mean, all of these women and men willing to just give themselves up to anybody because they just want sex. And they can't find a person to sleep with. They have to sleep with an animal.
Look here. First and foremost, this is an indictment on people. I'm going to put it out there. Look, single folks out there, handle your business. I mean, I'm sorry. This is aimed toward the people in Germany. If you getting dissed over a goat, you need to work on your skills. You need to take some kind of tantric classes, erotic classes, whatever.
I'm
just saying, because I'm just thinking my pride. I'm like, you not going to choose a goat over me. I can't see it. Kids are like, so you coming over tonight?
No, I got a date with Billy tonight.
Yeah, I'm going over to that place I told you about.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
All right, I'm nauseated now.
Yeah, I'm nauseated too. We need to get back to some regular crazy stuff like Artisha Donaldson, who was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor assault and battery because I guess on Thanksgiving Day, her girlfriend LaToya Hudson lost the dildo. Said she couldn't find it. You know, she's looking for her, and these are her words, detachable latex penis.
Oh, wow.
And she just threw the ironing board and anything else. She said, however, that she threw it at the floor, not at her girlfriend. So, if that makes it better.
So, did she assault her, or did she knock some stuff over?
Did she knock some stuff over? She threw it at her. I'm sure she threw a punch or two, but...
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, the economy is really bad when two women have to resort to sharing dildos.
But, no, see, and here, this is the thing that gets me. Why do gay women have dildos?
Right, if they're really gay.
Right.
Then...
Somebody answer this question.
If they're really gay, then why would they want a penis? That's what I can't understand.
That's what I'm talking about. And you, you hear it all the time, like the gay women, and they have strap-ons. I'm like, why? Why?
I don't know. Maybe they're not really gay.
Obviously. I mean, I mean, you know me. I've always had the problem with gay women who hook up with women that look like men.
Right. If you want another woman, why are you going after Billy Bob Thornton? Like, really?
Right. You go after the most unattractive woman on earth.
Right.
You know, look harder than my homie that play football.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with gay men. It, to me, it's like, okay, if you're gay and you like men, why do you want a transvestite, like a man dressed up like a woman? Or why do you want to dress up like a woman and be, you know what I mean? Why would you want to change yourself to a woman if you are a man that likes men? Like, I just don't get it. Like, I thought gay meant gay, like.
Right.
In sex, right? So it's no longer, like, if you transform yourself into a man or you transform yourself into a woman, it's no longer gay, is it? Because you're now a man or you're now a woman, so it's not same sex anymore.
Right.
Hmm. Things that make you go.
Exactly. I've always wondered about that, and nobody ever talks about it. It's one of them things that just, like, are you just mad at your parents? Are you just doing it because society says that it's uncool, and if it was cool, probably wouldn't be doing it.
Right, because now it's like, remember 10 years ago, everybody thought it was the worst thing in the world to be gay. Like, anything that ever happened, it happened because gay people existed, right? 10 years ago. But now it's like gay people are the bomb. Like, it's better than ice cream now. So now everybody wants to come out. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. Like, no, fuck you not. Stop. Stop playing games.
Yeah, what's that? There's some singer that did that?
Yeah, Frank Ocean did that. Like, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm gay.
It's like, okay, first of all, who the fuck are you? Like, okay. And then why is that important to me? And then it's like everybody is saying, oh, I'm doing it because
trying to sell them albums.
Community.
I'm trying to sell them albums.
That's all it is. You're just trying to make a name for yourself at the cost of the gay community, the people that really do care about their cause are the ones that suffer.
Ain't no cost.
It is a cost.
It's a cost.
Cause. Not cost. Cause.
Yeah, okay. You like sleeping with people who look like you. That's not a cause.
It is. Cause when people get killed for it, or people are getting beaten up for it, or you've been with somebody for 20 years and you've been living together, you've been sharing bills together, you do everything together, but a state won't allow you to have medical benefits together, to me, it's a lot of laws that are unfair towards people simply because they're gay.
Okay.
To me, that's a cause. Like,
if it was a real cause, you would just vote them politicians out.
Right. That's true.
Or beat them up like Raquel Gonzalez did her boyfriend. He had the nerve to come quick. Well, quicker than her. Yeah, they was having sex Monday, and I guess he let loose the juice, and she was like, what? That's it? Nah. That ain't how it's going down. She started hitting him and scratching him.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to just break this down real quick, okay? Really, really quick.
She broke.
you put yourself in her shoes. You're a woman, and a man keeps approaching you, getting you all hot and bothered, getting you riled up, and getting your hormones all out of control, making you think that you're going to get the good juice. And then you get something. It's like, damn, I could have had a motherfucking V8. Like, and then you keep getting done like that, and then it seems like it's
Hold on. First, you said a good juice.
Yes.
Second, the fact that you said he did, you don't know if he did it over and over again.
I mean, obviously.
Now, I know obviously to it.
You can tell me that a woman just beat the shit out of her boyfriend because he came before her one time? No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I guarantee you. Now, we'll never know, but I guarantee you that this has happened several times before, and the point was that women's hormones, we get out of control. Like, when we want it, we ready, and we can be, like, right there, and then y'all blow, like, y'all just give up. Like, y'all just run out of fucking steam, and it's like, God damn it, like, Ricky, you done did this shit again. This is some bullshit. And then he probably, responded to it in a nasty way, and she beat the shit out of it. Like, okay.
First, let me stop. Speaking for men.
I said Ricky.
Right. You know, one, Ricky is not responding in a nasty way. After Ricky has come, Ricky is like, whoo. Ricky's not responding in no negative ways, I promise you. Ricky's like, yeah. I'm sorry.
And you know what? And to us, we take that negative because that does not sound genuine at all.
Look, we can't we can't speak any other way after we even bust that nut. I'm sorry.
How about trying to keep going? Or how about just eating a pie? Or,
hey, talk to Ricky about that.
I'm just saying, like, obviously, he did not respond to her in a good way after she didn't bust, and it caused her to beat his ass. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, on that note, we gonna go on break. It's Red Man. Since you want somebody to be there and do all that, it's Red Man. I'll be that.
Jack mode, that's how we act when we team up. Throw your triple beam up, this is fish scale. A bell out for county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 yo. Bang. Remember you bitch, shit, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else. Hotel, walk through the woods, and stomp on your foot. With high, I take out any cough in the hood. Gorilla intact in this rap habitat. Get you stepping in your air mat. Bounce, cocking it back, but where that? Bounce. I got a six pack of Heineken and big cap on the wheels and two laps. I get some of her pussy back. My name must be fuck you. Cause every time I walk by, niggas be like, fuck you. I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there. My first name must be he ain't shit. And every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, he ain't shit. I'll be there. Platinum on wax, but platinum in the street. Any nigga that disagrees, smack him in the face. And that bag is little P. Rockin' the ice. soda. Wrap the boot down in a hefty tube.
Yo, you ain't from shy.
So hold that back to you.
My middle name must be fuck you.
Every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like, fuck you.
With your host, Mr. F the N-word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Redman. I be that.
You heard?
Whatever you say, bitch. I be that.
Exactly. And speaking of I'll be that, know how I always want to play devil's advocate and ask about rights. And there's this woman in Sweden that had sex with a skeleton.
Oh, she just wanted the bone, huh?
But there's no bone. I mean, it's the skeleton. So she was charged with necrophilia. But my thing is this.
There's no nothing on it. So how can it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically it's a dead body, obviously.
Right.
But, I mean, having sex with a skeleton, is that any different from having sex with a sex toy?
That's what I said. She just bought the bone. I'm not saying like a penis was there. I'm saying like she was just using she was just grooving on the bones. So.
Yes, I mean, yeah, she was collecting bones. And I guess she was taking pictures. She had like 100 skeleton parts in her apartment. And I guess she had pictures where she's like licking the skulls and whatnot.
Oh, she is nasty, bitch.
Yeah.
I heard she got that nasty woman's disease. Fucking disgusting, dude. That is nasty. What the hell?
I agree.
So I guess we could call her the real live bone collector then, right? She's nasty.
Yeah, I'm like, are the dudes that horrible? Sweden? Y'all got to step your game up.
Wow, that's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a European thing.
I don't know.
I know they do that type of stuff over here in the United States. You know, I mean, we don't have no erotic zoos that we know about. And I have yet to hear somebody's like, yeah, this skeleton.
That's they call erotic zoos. They call it strip clubs.
Yeah, but those are humans.
But zoos just get it. The Aphrodite, come on.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here like, dog. And if you thirsty, you trying to get some, you think that the woman that was hooking up with a skeleton would be down? You should be able to get some.
No, because she doing it with skeleton because she likes skeletons.
I'm just saying though.
But would it be okay? Would it is? I'm just thinking, is that the equivalent of like, when a guy buys one of them doll things, like, you know what I mean? Is there any type of a connection there, like mentally, you think? Because that's just some weird shit to me. It's like a guy rather fuck a blow up doll than a fuck a real person.
First and foremost, all women who have dildos can't say a thing about a man with a blow up doll.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Put the brakes on.
Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some pimping in it. Now, you didn't offend me. Now, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
That is not blow up. Thank you. You don't blow up a dildo. You don't blow up a vibrator. Okay? All right.
What's the difference?
The difference is with a blow up doll, a man can't penetrate a blow up doll.
Why can't they? The blow-up dolls, first and foremost, blow-up dolls have vaginas and lips.
But it's not like they're going into something wet, though, and soft. With a dildo, it's going into something wet and soft. It's penetrating. It's, you know what I'm saying?
It's not a real penis.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to leave it up to our listeners. If y'all feel that it's a difference between a man sleeping with a blow-up doll and a woman having sex with a dildo or a vibrator, holler at us on Twitter, call in, email us, let us know what y'all think, because this is going to be an ongoing debate. I feel that one.
Whatever. I'm sorry.
We'll let the audience settle that one. I'm sorry. I mean, I see where you're coming from, though. Don't get me wrong. I see where you're coming from. But it just, to me, it's just, you know, a little different.
How's it? Man, I'm not going to go there no more. You know, how there is a difference.
It's okay.
Neither one of them are alive, but there's a difference.
Alright.
Yeah. And speaking of difference, Long Islanders, they got their power bills, and it was the same, and sometimes even more, even though they didn't have power for a couple of weeks.
Now, this is where we put into play the Smooth Drama Dictionary. Let me turn a few pages here, and let me look up the word fuckery. Can you say fuckery, boys and girls? Because that's what that shit is right there. You haven't had power for, what, 2-3 weeks? And then you get a bill, and it's the same or more as when you did have power. I think all those Long Islanders with their big talk, and they, you know how Long Islanders, they so fucking tough. Why don't they go down there and beat some ass? Why don't they go to the power company and occupy that? Like, you want to occupy Wall Street and occupy all these other places. Occupy that shit.
Okay. You want to occupy Sandy?
occupy the fucking power company that's charging you for some shit that you didn't use.
Mm. Okay.
Take that.
I don't have to. I didn't get the bill. But I think it's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. The same thing happened here in Ohio probably around 2008, around September, October 2008. And we were without power. Some people were without power for over a month. And then they called themselves sending out high bills and talking about, oh, well, the cost that they incur from trying to, set up new power lines and new transformers, they had to pass it on some type of way. They had to, you want to see an increase in your bill. And we weren't having that shit. By not even a week later, everybody's power bill was the way it was supposed to be. So I'm just saying, like, if they want to occupy something, or act tough with that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all you saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got on it?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Now, see, I, on the other hand, am not good. You talking about occupy something? I was going to lunch today, and I walked into the Chinese restaurant, and then it hit me. Man, that Chinese restaurant in Kentucky had the roadkill in this kitchen. And then there's this story that came out in Kansas City, Missouri, where customer, they found a dead deer in the freezer. He said that a customer asked him for a favor to use his freezer to store a dead deer. And the deer was fully intact, fur and all.
Wow.
See, now, for me, just the lie off the top, yeah, a customer asked me, man, you ain't putting your fucking deer in my freezer? The hell out of here. At my restaurant? Now, I know people eat deer and all that, and that's cool. But I don't think it's on the menu. See, because it's not deer and green beans. Like, you know, it's like green bean chicken and green beans and beef.
Broccoli and beef.
Right. It's not broccoli and deer. They're saying broccoli and beef, but it's deer.
Right.
And I'm like, see, when you lying about that, who the hell else knows what the hell you lying about?
Right.
And I'm sorry, frozen deer in the freezer, that automatically people lost my business today.
Well, you know what? I used to stay in Missouri, and Missouri is notorious. Their Chinese food restaurants are notorious for stuff like that. I cannot tell you how many times while living there, the Chinese restaurants were getting shut down for having dead dogs, rats, all that kind of stuff. And people think, oh, were y'all just being you're stereotyping, or you're just being racist or whatever. No, this is stuff that really happens. I mean, it's in the news all the time, but most of the time when I hear about it, it's Missouri. Not saying that it's not happening nowhere else, but I'm
just happening in Kentucky. It's roadkill on.
Yeah, it does happen, so I believe it. I don't believe that that's chicken. Don't believe that that's beef, because it's not.
All right, moving on to something even more disgusting. There's a federal judge who ordered the nation's major tobacco companies to take out advertising acknowledging the health risks of smoking. And I'm like, this is the dumbest shit on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, everybody knows already.
Right.
Don't need to tell them. They already made their choice.
Right.
You talking about something for kids? Cool. I get that. But when you bust out the whole, yeah, you need to tell adults that cigarettes are bad for them.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I mean, it's, first of all, what more advertising can you get than right in their hand? Is right on the fucking box. It's right on the package. How much more advertising is needed? And I kind of see where they're coming from, because a lot of tobacco companies, they play that bullshit-ass game where, oh, you can't really say that cancer is directly, you know, throat cancer or lung cancer is directly linked to chewing tobacco or smoking cigarettes or whatever, because there's all types of other elements that could blah, 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 blah. And so now that there's no more guessing, they are making tobacco companies be held responsible for it. But it's like you, the person has to be held responsible because they have a choice whether to do it or not. But at the same time, I do know that cigarettes are more addictive than they used to be. And they're putting different things in cigarettes now than what they did before. There's more additives in them that is not the tobacco that's causing people to be addicted. It's the other additives that they're putting in there that's keeping people addicted. Like, I can't understand how marijuana is illegal, but cigarettes are not.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I say, you know, and this is to white people. White people don't get offended. I'm just making a suggestion. Since cigarettes are addictive, maybe because they've been talking about how there's not enough white people being born, maybe if you shaped all the cigarettes, well, not all, but a lot of them, into penises, and maybe you'll get more people who are like, yeah, I could totally put that in my mouth with pride.
Moving right along, you say yes, totally.
Right. It just made sense to me. It's like, bam, will it encourage people to put penises in their mouth? Because it'd just be natural.
Really?
Really.
Hmm.
Light that penis up. Smoke a penis.
Smoke your boys.
Yes. Take a long drag. I'm just saying. Hey. Yeah, and just that's a tip to white people. You know, I hear that y'all having problems. There's not enough white people being born. Well, you start teaching each other how to, you know, do that. Take that suggestion. Before you know it, bam, it'd be more white people than ever before.
Mm-hmm. And we all know it's wrong to have sex.
Hey, I'm a guest, and I'm sure it's in one of your bountiful studies that you have, 100, that having sex leads to getting pregnant.
You know what? We're not quite sure on that. We're still compiling the data, but it's kind of looking that way, that having sex might lead to pregnancy. So I will be giving an update on that later on.
Y'all hear that? Groundbreaking stuff here at Smooth Drama.
Right.
You know, everybody else, they have their studies. We have ours.
You heard it here first.
Crack research.
We'll be giving an update every week as to what the data is revealing.
Yes. Have penis, have vagina. You're probably going to have a baby.
More than likely.
Yeah. Those two get together, shapow.
Shapow. Okay.
All right. And since we on shapow, we gonna go on break. This is KRS-One. We in there.
Crew that don't care, and that's a hit, I'll be
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm at 100%, and that was KRS-One. We in there.
Like you should be in prison. Anyway, speaking
wow.
of should be in prison, what are the odds that Casey Anthony is not in jail, even though there's a Google search that was found on her computer, foolproof suffocation methods.
Right. I mean, I can't even say, like, the odds are like 5 million to 1. Like, but I don't know anybody else that would have gotten, you know, off. I just think I'm disgusted by the whole thing. This person,
yeah,
her own offspring, and I don't know. She made excuses for, oh, I had a horrible life. Oh, I didn't have anyone. And I mean, it was just everything. And it was like she basically fucking told on herself. She did everything but say that I killed my child.
Well,
along with all the other damaging evidence. And she still was set free. So.
Yeah. That's way past crazy and sick. And the thing is, it was found before the trial.
Right. They just didn't include it. Somebody didn't. And here's the thing. This is not on the defense. It's on the prosecutor. Because they knew about it, but they just didn't use it. So it's like you allow a murderer to get away.
Yeah.
You didn't do your job.
Well, I mean, none of it. It was real obvious to me. See, this is why I talk about these jury of our peers. I'm like, these ain't my peers.
Right.
My peers are smart. You know, it's too many people that are getting off or being charged because of these crazy ass jurors.
Yeah.
I'm like, is everybody asleep or do they have like wireless headphones on so they don't have to pay attention? And it's like, oh yeah, they look innocent. Pow, that's what it is. You're free, bitch. Go.
Well, she doesn't even look innocent. I knew that she was not going to go to jail. I knew it in my heart. I knew that something stupid was going to happen, and they were going to set her free. And then when it happened, I was even more mad because it actually did happen. It was like, I couldn't believe it. Even though I knew it was going to happen, I was just like so fucked up in the head. Like, this is crazy.
I was mad because I knew that she was going to get off. I mean, it's one of those things, and I mean, I hate to say it, but it's the whole, well, look at her. She white. She look innocent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, that's what it is. Because we know that if that would have been a black woman, if that would have been our homegirl, Shaquanda.
Oh, no, it was a black woman. A black woman here in Dayton, Ohio, was convicted of microwaving her baby. First of all.
But wait, see, that's the thing. You said convicted.
Yeah, she was convicted of it.
Right, see.
And there was no evidence to show that she actually microwaved her baby or that she was the one that killed her baby, but she was still convicted of it.
Right. Anyway.
So it's like, okay, if you white, you right. Like,
no, it was something that kind of made me upset. I saw the Casey Anthony thing. I mean, I knew that she was going to get off. But on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list, there's a guy called Jason Brown on it. And so far, he's been able to avoid the FBI for, I mean, first-degree murder, armed robbery, and unlawful flight to avoid persecution. They say that he looks average. So he's able to hide from the FBI.
You know, I mean, that's just the most asinine statement I have ever heard, ever. Like, for real, he looks average. So the fuck, what if he looks average? Like, he's not a fucking chameleon. He can't change his facial features to look like another person. He looks like, so how the fuck are they not catching him because he looks average? That's fucking bullshit. It's stupid.
Yeah, because the tips they say, he looks like a surfer dude in California. And I'm like, look, that whole myth, I mean, we all joke about such and such look alike. But I saw his picture. He ain't look like no dude that I knew. White, black, Mexican, whatever. He had a face all his own.
I guess what I'm saying is, what does it matter if he looks average or looks like somebody else? Why don't they do him like they do black people? Like, all y'all motherfuckers look alike, so we're going to lock all y'all up till we find a one that did it. Right. So, just start arresting people.
That's the semantics of it. Because they said he's average looking. Meaning, the average looking white person doesn't look like a criminal.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
That's where we at.
And that's the reason why they're always able to get away with it. And you know what? I'm pretty sure we have plenty of white people listening. And you know what? Hey, it's how I feel. You can look at it the way you want to look at it, but it's our story, your story, and then there's the truth somewhere in the middle. And I'm speaking the truth. The truth about it is, if you white, you right. If you black, you wrong. They teach that black means wrong, black is evil, white is right, white is good, white is docile, or white is, oh, we're so...
Can I ask you a question?
To me.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What are you beating on over there? I mean, that's not a person, is it?
It would be like if somebody was here, but it's like my desk. Like, and I'm not really beating it. Like, I'm touching it. Like.
Okay.
But my microphone is really sensitive, so.
Oh. So, I'm just not going to go there.
I just hung my head.
No, I mean, because, see, I'm stuck on the fact that, you know, he's supposedly average looking, and that's why they can't find him.
An average white male looks like a guy that just would never do anything wrong, basically.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm an average black man. I'm a black man with a goatee and a bald head.
And you look like trouble, bruh.
Yeah, I know. Straight up murderer.
Especially with the mean mugging, you're fucking terrifying, dude.
Exactly. Little kids be running up on me all the time. You look like a mass murderer.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, not. And speaking of mass murder, can we murder this Rihanna Chris Brown stuff once and for all?
I think we just need to, like,
yeah. Show of hands and everybody scream out, who cares? That was kind of quiet.
Nobody?
Nobody?
Not a one. Just one person.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
Wow.
What can you say?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gives a damn about Rihanna and Chris Brown. They're dating!
Again.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. I mean, I thought that was so fucking bogus. Like, Oprah does an interview with Rihanna, like, I'm going to her hometown and I want to find out all about Rihanna. But who gives a flying fuck? Like, who cares? Like, really? Like, honestly. And then she asked about Chris Brown, and then cue the tears in the violins. Oh, this is the hardest part. What's so fucking hard, man? You like other women. The other women have been beat up or have started a fight with their man and got smacked down, got a few bruises, or other women have talked shit to their man, got chumped up, or other women have been cheated on by their man and they went back. That's life. That's nothing that is new under the sun. Like, that happens all day, every day. So why should Rihanna be the exception to the rule? Are you saying Rihanna is so much better than other women in the world that where she's the standard that we live by?
Golden pussy. Dun, 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 dun. Golden pussy. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Bullshit.
Golden pussy.
Oh.
Oh
shit.
All right. Well, speaking of golden pussies, corporate CEOs like out there, and there's a few executives who was working with the campaign to fix the debt. These guys have received like trillions of dollars in contracts, subsidies, and bailouts. Or as it's commonly called in the hood, welfare.
So you saying, I'm just trying to get this straight. So you saying when it's a Caucasian CEO that's getting a handout it's called a subsidy. But when it's impoverished or a low-income black family that gets it, it's called welfare.
Something like that. And in their generosity, they are advocating a territorial tax system that would, of course, exempt their companies and foreign profits from taxation. Yeah, save them by $134 billion in tax savings.
Mhm. Now, let's just like touch briefly on this fiscal cliff thing, but you know where they're. Everybody's taxes are supposed to go up as of January 1st if they don't reach an agreement. Like, who the fuck did that? Like, who put that dumb shit into play that said, if we don't agree, if this side and this side don't agree on this, that, and that, then everybody gonna get fucked up just because we don't agree with each other? What kind of bullshit? That's fuckery. Like, really?
It's not about agreeing. See, what these cats are doing is they not offering to give up the federal money they get or to even pay a higher tax rate.
Right.
Team down with that. They're looking more at what we can cut so that y'all can get us more money.
And that's what I'm saying. When I say agree, I'm saying the two sides have to agree on what to cut and what they're going to get, what they're not going to get, in order for this tax increase not to kick in. But if they don't make decisions or agree on what's cut and not cut, then everybody gets fucked because they want to be assholes, basically.
All right. So, I guess, as far as being assholes go, I mean, what we're looking at is a group of individuals who, for obvious reasons, want to keep making money. Heaven, hell, rain, sleet, snow, or shine, bitch, get me that money.
Right.
That's what the CEO is. He's telling his hoes on the street, get mine.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm in my boardroom, I'm going to make sure I set it up where we continue to get ours, but I get mine. And then maybe I'll trickle down or trick off a little bit so you're feeling better.
You can have some scraps from my table, dog. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
And on that note, for Miss 100%, Queen of the Little People, I missed the F the N-word. And this is another smooth drama session going hard in the paint.
We out of here. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drummer.